I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Well, they said all the right things in Moscow today. Barack Obama urged the Russian people to join Americans in burying the antagonism of the Cold War. And Prime Minister Vladimir Putin told Mr. Obama, "With you, we link all our hopes for the furtherance of relations between our two countries." President Obama is completing his visit to Russia, and it appears to have been a productive visit. But it's going to take more than nice words and good intentions to bridge the troubled waters between Washington and Moscow. From Moscow, Jessica Gallagher explains.
Relations between Russia and the U.S. have been at post-Cold War lows, especially since Russia invaded Georgia last year. But the leaders of both countries say they're committed to improving ties. President Dmitry Medvedev spoke last week on his video blog about how Russia would work with the U.S. to solve the global financial crisis.
Но сегодня не время выяснять, кому труднее или кто из нас круче.
Now is not the time to say who is suffering more and who is stronger. Now is the time to unite our efforts.
Medvedev's comments were in stark contrast to his remarks several months ago. Then he blamed the U.S. for the economic crisis. Even that followed months of accusations against the U.S. Andrei Kortunov is president of the New Eurasia Foundation. He says Washington has been a convenient scapegoat for the Kremlin as the Russian economy has plummeted.
I think many people have become really concerned about the future if we continue going along this track. So the decision has been made to do something to change the relationship for the better.
The Russians got a little help from the U.S.'s change in leadership, but there's only so much that interacting with Americans can do to reverse Russia's economic slide. That's because Russia's economy rises and falls with the price it gets for its oil exports, and that price has been falling. The price of crude has dropped from $147 a year to $65 today. And so, even if the Obama visit is improving the atmosphere, there may be less substance than meets the eye. For example, there is the long-standing dispute over America's plan for a missile defense program in Eastern Europe. President Obama addressed the issue today in a speech in Moscow.
I know Russia opposes the planned configuration for missile defense in Europe, and my administration is reviewing these plans to enhance the security of America, Europe, and the world. And I've made it clear that this system is directed at preventing a potential attack from Iran. It has nothing to do with Russia. In fact, I want to work together with Russia on a missile defense architecture that makes us all safer.
Despite Mr. Obama's assurances, Masha Lipman of the Carnegie Center in Moscow says missile defense remains a stumbling block.
Now, President Obama changed the tone, changed the approach. Still, he cannot reach an agreement on this critical, the key issue of the summit. And no agreement has been reached.
Agreement has been reached on Afghanistan. The U.S. will be allowed to transport arms and military personnel across Russian land and airspace into the country. But Lipman says Russia signed the deal not to cozy up to the U.S., but to advance its own self-interest.
Afghanistan presents a serious problem for Russia because of the drug traffic. It presents a problem because should radical Islam brim over the border of Afghanistan into Central Asia, this will become Russia's problem. Should the American operation achieve at least some progress in Afghanistan, the Russian side will benefit.
If Lipman sounds underwhelmed by the accomplishments of the Obama administration, well, she is.
All the problems remain. The lack of trust, the difference in priorities, Americans and Russian, in this summit and in the relations in general.
Those issues are difficult, but not impossible, to resolve, according to Andrei Kortunov of the New Eurasia Foundation.
Well, I think it's just the very beginning. I think that so far, so good. It will require a lot of patience. It will require a lot of commitment on both sides. And I think that the good thing is that we set a certain trend. And if we keep pushing, hopefully this trend will continue.
President Obama wrapped up his visit today with a speech to Russian advocates for human rights, the environment, and education. He's scheduled to depart for the G8 summit in Italy tomorrow morning. For The World, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.